explain well. Exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.
We explain something well. And somehow over Easter weekend, there was just an explosion of high profile crime news.
Yeah, a lot.
A lot. Let's start with Thabo Bester, Dr. Nandipa, this whole drama. They were arrested.
Yes, so there we're starting to make some, so we're making some headways. Thabo Bester and two accomplices, one of which is the doctor, were arrested in Tanzania. A delegation from South Africa have now been sent there to secure their return. And one of the interesting things to watch is how do we get them back? Because there's two options. The one is deporting, the one is extradition. And in some of our other law developments, extradition has proved tricky, but it seems that they might be able to just deport Thabo Bester at least, because it's a clear-cut case of you're meant to be serving a prison sentence.
You can't legally be in another country.
In South Africa.
In South Africa.
He's traveling
right now
more than we have.
Yes, yes. In the other cases, they might need to look at extradition, in which case you have to say these people are facing A, B, and C charges in our country, and therefore we need your country to hand them over to us. I think with all the suspects, though, because apparently they were found with multiple passports, different names that were not stamped. That could potentially make just deport them a lot easier. Because extradition, as we learned this weekend, is not that straightforward.
No, because the ones we were trying to get extradited were the Guptas.
Yes, because they have to pay for what they did. And they have to pay for what they did in the country in which they did it. So bring them back. Why is it so proving so hard?
The reality is they've flown the coop, as the one commentator said. So our extradition bid or request to the UAE to have them returned was turned down. And there really isn't much of a point in even appealing that and saying, okay, we can fix the paperwork, we can give you what you need. Because it seems they've left the UAE already.
They've
flown the coop.
Okay. Yeah, they're gone.
So we can't extradite them from the country in which we thought they were, because they are no longer there because they were allowed to leave.
Yeah. And it seems some of the technicalities, and it is quite vague, but some of the reasons given for why this extradition request was turned down is that the current arrest warrant was not attached. And I don't see someone making that kind of mistake. But so the reality is that extradition has failed. The Interpol red notice has expired. So we'd need to issue a new one.
Ach, nie mal.
Do you know, for me as a South African, when it finally looked that their comeuppance was on its way, how excited I was about just that. We just need to get them back in the country, and then they will be punished for what they did, or they will at least be tried, and then the punishment will ensue.
Yeah.
And the fact that this has now fallen through the cracks, it's just devastating.
It is, because, one wants to see some kind of justice. And it seems, look, the Minister of Justice, Ronald Lamola, is still saying he's going to keep trying on both both those cases. And then, of course, the Bashiris.
Oh, the Bashiris need to come back and face the law as well.
Yeah, and that hasn't happened yet. The latest we have there is that the South African witnesses now need to go to Malawi to go tell them why the Bashiris need to come here.
We know why they need to come here. We put it in the papers, guys. What gets to me is that everyone was surprised this weekend when we heard that the Guptas were hobnobbing around other countries and spotted all over the place. And now apparently they're applying to become residents of the DRC and applying to become residents of Vanuatu, which is one of those Pacific islands. They're looking for new passports and stuff. All of a sudden, our Justice Department is like, we're so surprised. We thought they were in jail. And then, now we've got to go fetch the Besters from Tanzania. We're so surprised they got out of prison. We're so surprised they got out of the country. It's like, guys,
although I think Joe had a good idea. He was saying maybe we should just get a charter plane and fly to all the different destinations.
Three stops.
Yeah. Look, I mean, like a taxi. I mean, we did it for that lady who wanted to just get a lift to Zimbabwe. I mean, the Air Force isn't that busy.
Yeah.
We can just get an Air Force, or just ask the president to lend us one of his private jets. And
then
you just go. I mean, if you're going to like Eastern and Central Africa, just pick up the Bashiris and pick up the Besters.
Yeah, and then we can just come back here and carry on. So, there is drama at the moment. I don't know how all three of these stories broke over Easter weekend, but they have. At least we're going to get Bester and Dr. Nandipa back here.
Yes.
And that story we will drill into again this week, because the entire saga is beyond anything now that anyone could think happened. There are so many people in prison and so many people being arrested and so many threads to the story. So we'll unpack that somewhere this week as well. It's just too much going on for an Easter weekend.
From the people who bring you more music you love.
Yeah.
I just keep on dancing.
The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.